Brother Bill, I was wondering if I just can bring
I don't mean to cut you off, but I've been seeing from my corner of eye, Brother Nick has been trying to say something, and I think we appreciate the gray hairs of our brethren. So then to go back to you after, Brother.
That's fine, Brother.
Okay. An expression was made a while ago, Christ has linked us with himself. And we were in Acts 9, where we saw the eunuch. My suggestion is that we would join the eunuch who went on his way rejoicing. Mm-hmm. What was the basis of that? It was Isaiah 53. And here the expression in verse 5 of our chapter, 6 and 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. Most of you know that that had a lot to do with agriculture. And if you plant something, you don't just plant it. And that will come about. If you don't water it, it'll die and it will stay there. It is planted after all. But that's not the idea. May I just read the verse? If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. And some of you, most of you, have a parallel Bible. And in Brother Darby's translation, there is a note to that word planted. He translates it identified with. And here's the note, if I can read it here. Literally, it means grown up with, an accomplished act. Grown up with. And then it says, and so thoroughly one. I'm linked with Christ. Crucified with Christ. Some remarks were made, and I believe you asked a question that never was answered yet. Now, here, at the end of his note, he says to make, to grow together, but in the passive, to grow together. It's not something that is accomplished. There is a furthering takes place at all times. My dear daughter hopes to get married within a week of about 5 weeks, and they are growing together at a rate that is profound. But it's all based on prayer. Over 8 months' time, they're on the phone every day from an hour to an hour and a half. Are we in touch with glory? Are we willing to truly be grown together and so become thoroughly one with him? We were talking, Mark and I, as we traveled, and we dwelt on Genesis 24. Genesis 24 finds Isaac in the fields, literal translation. And he was meditating there. We meditate, and I mentioned it before, it's something that we need, it's our part. But here Isaac is meditating, it's his part, and it's about you and I, about us, about those he would redeem. Think of it. Are we going to disappoint him? Can we possibly resist his, what is the word, overtures? If we would be open, if we would be sensitive to his overtures, which are based on him, and I quote a verse in the literal translation, even as we also have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. That is Philippians 3:10. And that has taken place, and we must realize that. And if that is a fact, that is when I realize I'm bought with a price. I'm not my own. Therefore, glorify God in my body. The sisters are told that not with the outward appearance in 1 Peter 3, as plaiting of the hair and appearance, but with the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is great price. Now, I'd like to use the sphere of the sisters as representing the bride of Christ. That's all of us. Now, are we sensitive to his overtures? Are we truly taking on his likeness as he wishes us to have? Becoming one and so becoming thoroughly one. This is what I would lay on my heart and on yours. And it is progressive, just like relationships. All right, relationship, not only vertically, but horizontally. And our relationship with each other is dependent upon our relationship with him. And that is where the positive influence, again, comes to the fore. And we're under the mighty influence of his person and of his love and of his claims. And we surrender and say, Lord, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay.